Okay, Rebbe. Okay, today we're going to start our Pesach Shiurim. We have a whole lot of Pesach Shiurim. And today's packet is going to be based on something we already discussed, but I wanted to flush it out a little bit more. And that is Zechia from Mechiras Chametz. In other words, somebody wasn't Mocha the Chametz, could you be mocheh for them? Say the rabbi knows all the people in the shul, and he knows that somebody forgot, and he can't contact them today. Usually you can contact everybody. You have cell phones. You know, it's hard not to be able to contact, but it could happen. So, on one hand, we have a Beferish HaGemar Psachim, and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Vav Rav Sovel Hadar Rav Nachman Domar Ravin Somebody gave chametz as a pikadon to watch for him by Yochanan Chukuka, the Nagvu Akbarim. And the Akbarim, the mice, started pecking away. And the chametz was coming out of the bag. So they didn't know what to do. So the first hour in Erev Pesach says, wait, don't do anything. The fifth hour, so, you know, you're getting close to the Shas Isser, so he said, go sell the chametz. So you see Beferish, and that's brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 2, that Yisrael sheyavi yado chemtzo shel Yisrael acher bepikadon, that if you had a chametz of somebody else as a pikadon, you could yakvenu, you keep till the fifth hour, and if he didn't come, you could sell it to a goy. And if you didn't sell it, then you have to destroy it. And this is obviously without any minui, shliach, or anything like that, because the guy didn't come back. So it's a beferish gemara. So the question is twofold. What is the ktsos going to do with this gemara? Because this is Chia. He's doing it on behalf of, but this is Zochin Mei Adam, right? Because he's selling somebody's property. The Ktzos says only Zochin Le Adam, right? That's why the Ktzos argued, we discussed in the Bechinas today, the Ktzos argued with the Truma Sadeshan. The Truma Sadeshan says that a woman can be Mafrish Chala on behalf of somebody else. Even though they weren't appointed as a shliach, they could still be mafrish. So why could they be mafrish? Because zachin l'adam shelo b'fanav. But the ktzos says no. Zchia only is if you're giving something to somebody. But if you're taking away, even though it's to his benefit, that's why I asked in the bechina. I asked somebody. Of course, if it's not to his benefit, there's nothing to talk about. The chiddush of the ktzos, the zochin le'odom, not zochin me'odom, is even if it's a zchus to take away, the ktzos says still, the parsha of zchia doesn't apply. Whereas the others, the truma sadesh and others, say, no, as long as it's a zchus, you could do it on behalf of somebody else. Yeah.
Is it possible
sell But it's still Zochin Mei Adam. It's not Zochin Le Adam.
It's still the Kachin with the Tzos, but right. In general here, if the mice never got to it, would it be the same thing?
Well, maybe they wouldn't have thought that they should sell it if it wouldn't have been that the mice are...
Just pause them to
one. Yeah. And then, so that's one question. What is the Tzos going to say to this? Tzos says you can only give something to if it's a Tzos. Here, we're taking away. So, the Chasam Sofer, I think, basically asked that question, this question. And then the other question is the tshuva of the Rav Yitzchak Ochanan on page 5, which we've discussed in the past, is Ve'echad Shelo Yo Bevesu Be'er Shabbos, Be'er Pesach. Somebody wasn't home in Erev Pesach. Ve'yo B'mokom Shelo Yo Yochol Limkor Sham Chemtso. And he was in a place where you can't sell chametz. V'yanir lo sheyavo lebeisu beis mechiras chametz. V'icher shebo lebeisu achaz mani suro. In other words, he didn't come home in time in Erev Pesach. In other words, the rabbi was finishing selling up the chametz. V'abezden amumun beisu mechiras chametz shtadlu d'tovaso. So they saw the guy didn't come. In other words, this bezden is on behalf of the whole community. You know, like a shtetl in Europe, you know, it was the whole community. It's not like today you have these huge communities, you don't know who's there. Yeah, the chachmas, the 100 families, they know that this guy was away, didn't come back in time. So the Bezdin says, we'll do it for him. So Rav Yitzchak Ochanan says that I think that Tzos is not correct. And you can do it. So he quotes that Gemara that just like the Nifkad could, and then he says that the Ksos is not, he doesn't like the Ksos. But how is it going to fit with the Gemara? Oh, so let me show you. This was bothering me so much. And I was looked in Rav Scheinberg's Sefer, the Tabas HaChoshen, and he goes through every Ksos, right? So I figured for sure he'd ask this question from the Gemara Psachim, that you could sell someone's chametz. So isn't that Zochim Me'adam? So why don't they ask that? So I finally found, maybe Rav Scheinberg quoted the Sefer, I forget where, maybe Rav Scheinberg quoted in the Sefer Roshe B'Samen. I was so excited about the Sefer, I even Xeroxed the Sharblot for you. When I get excited about a Sefer, I Xerox the Sharblot. So I don't just write the author underneath the thing. I Xerox the Sharblot. And they didn't even have it, I had to use it from the Otsar Chochma. I guess why you didn't? We couldn't find the Sefer. Rashi Besam. So he speaks about this question. Who was he? Harav Agon Amiti, Moshe Yoel HaKohen Guryon. Achon HaKal Kodos Enixt. I don't know who he was. It's printed in Vilna, Tafresh Mem Dalek. So what was the case here? So he says, so he speaks about this, Simon Tazayin. Karoso Higiani Erev Achad Befanya Diyom Lanochem. He says, it It's Erev Pesach. Vasher, that's my also. Hey, Miracle, Halacha, Lossi, Lola, Maisa, Lashaito, Kivar, Ovar's Mam, Chir's Comics. Okay, Ninachi, Adover, Adover, Imeachal. In other words, he said he got the letter, it's already after the Zman Isser, so already it's irrelevant to Shiloh. So it's just theoretical. So he says, so therefore I waited till after Pesach to answer you. Because already it was after the Zman Isser. וגם האחרונים דיברו בזה הרבה אשר רובם לא נמצאו איתי כלל. וגם באלה המתים הנצאו איתי לא הנגלתי ממלכס החיפוש לחפש לקד להביא דבריהם של ספר. כן, so he's going to נקטין קצור רק להושב בני הכובד בדור הנגיע לעצם הדין. So he starts off והנה on page 15 כבוד רוצה להביא ראי על הדין זה דמהני המחירה שלא מידס הביילים מהד הפסוחים ועובדו דיוחנן קוקוקו. So he calls that Gemara that the Mifka Beit Diskaya Malay Chavitz and Shach HaMisha Shama Lo Rebbe Tzei Mocha Bashuk Chazirim Bize Demahani Mechir Chomitz Av Shalom Vidas HaMafkin. So he thought that that should be a good Raya, right? Have a famous Gemara, right? So he says, "Ani Toma al Raya." He thinks it's not a good Raya. What do you mean it's not a good Raya? It's a great Raya. Didn't the guy just sell the chametz? It wasn't his own chametz, and he didn't get permission. So there was no minoy, no minoy. The Hashem Irish Shemachul Lachi LaTekev BaOven Chayin Nechol Kodem HaPesach because Shakiv Torah Shasham Nimachul LaEno Yehudi Ol Yisrael. Baruch Nami Hosam Amay Tziva L'mokro Klal L'shkul L'manavshay K'en Avdi Mechir L'mahani Mitzar Atzim M'shem L'eka Das Baila M'kom Mokom K'evi D'chomitz Eino Ba'olam B'zman Isser Shuv L'tzuchin L'midi M'ela Sh'eino Bailam Ovrim Od B'Yisr Bal Yira Ba'al Mechir V'atzim Shem Mokher Shalom B'shuz Bailam B'zel Lo M'safka Klal Imutar Olo Da'asina Lo Mitam Ha'shavas Aveda. Maybe the mechira doesn't work. Maybe the mechira doesn't work. So what is he saying? So he says like this, Omnam. Ani Omer, She'ein Michol Zerayel, Yidon Shil Fanein, Lefi She'anog Etzlein, She'ein Mosri Machomets, L'Rishus Ha'inu Yehudi, Machomets Nishar B'yad HaBailam. Rach Shemokrim, Al Yidei Shari Kinyonim, Kinyon Kesev, Suda V'Kadoma, Vada Nifkad Mocha Chomets, Shalom Yidas HaMafkin, Ha'i Shemosri Machomets, L'Rishus Ha'inu Yehudi. וזהו דמהני מחירי מטעם שנבואר. So he wants to make a distinction whether you're actually going to change, give the chametz over to the goy, or it's just going to remain in the Jew's house and you just make some kinyon. What's the distinction? לפי שאני אומר, תפתא אינו מועל המחירי שלא מידס ביילים, From take a base chalotzi is a beregazu mamish nifka koch habayim mechametz and asal yedu shech lomer rachman upum b'shusu din yisr. He says that the case over there the case in the Gemara was that they gave the chametz to the goy. So even if the mechira doesn't work, once chatzos comes, or the hour before chatzos, it's also bahana, so it's hefker. So now, by the fact that it's in the goy's rishus, he's zocher from the hefker. But if somebody keeps the chametz in his basement and you're going to do a mechira for him, if the mechira doesn't work, then it's still in the Jew's basement. You see, in the case of the Gemara, he's saying, it's talking about that they brought it to the goy's basement. So even if technically the mechira doesn't work because zachin doesn't work, because it's zachin mei adam, but once this man Issa comes, it's also Bahanoah, and then the guy is Zocher because it's in his Chatzar. So Mamela, it's not going to, no one's going to violate Bali Ra because the guy is going to be Konet. Not because it was sold to him, it's because once this man Issa came, it's Hefker. And now it's in the guy's Rishus. So he's saying that the case in the Gemara. Well, that was the Gemara's question. My love, Lanachri. It depends who you hold like. But in the original case, they thought Lenochrim. That was, because they weren't sure about that other prat. But the concept of the Shulchan Aruch says look at what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay. La'akum. So what he's saying, the Rashi B'Sodom, is you don't see from the Gemara necessarily that the sale took place, because maybe the Ksos is right that you can't sell, but if you give it to the goy, so then once the Zman Isser comes, even if the sale didn't take place, it's also Bahanah, so it's Hefker, and now the goy is going to be Zocher. But that Gemara can't prove that the case of Rabbi Yitzchok Chochanan, that the guy, see over there, there's a mafkid and nifkat. So the nifkat has the guy's chametz, so he can bring it to the guy. Here, the guy didn't come home yet. So obviously it's staying in his basement. So the chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchok Chochanan is that they could just be zocher. That's, you don't necessarily see that from that Gemara. Now, the real Chon argues with the Ktsos. He says that Zochin may Adam also. So the Mechira works. So then it can work even if it's still in the Jew's basement. But if you hold like the Ktsos, then you have to say what the Rosh HaBesamim says. That the case in the Gemara is that you gave it to the Goy. You can't sell it to a Goy. So the sale won't be Chal. But once it's also Bahanah, it's Hefker. And therefore, if it's in the Goy's basement, now he's Zochin from the Hefker. So the Gemara never necessarily said that it works midin mechira. It can work midin that it became hefker once the Zman Isra comes. I like that. What do you say? So what I was excited about this thing is he's the first person to explain to me, and this was, I was, you know, losing night's sleep over this. He's the first person to explain to me how could the Ketzos possibly said what he said if he's against the Mefarish of Gemara. The Gemara says that if the Jew is not home, he can sell the Chametz on his behalf. So the Rosh Hashanah says, no, the Gemara never said that. The Gemara only said in the case of Mafkid and Nifkad, because there he has the Jew's Chametz with him. So then he can transfer it over to the guy. And then it's not going to be working midin a sale. It's working midin what? Midin hefker. Because once his money is, it comes, it's hefker. And then if it's hefker, and now it's in the goy's rishos, the goy's chatzer is going to be common. But in the case where the Jews forgot to sell the chametz, and he went already on his trip, so he's away now, and we can't contact him. So to say that you could go and now sell it on his behalf, even though it's still in the Jew's basement, that could only work midin kinyan. So then that could only work if you hold zochin also me'adam, like if Yitzchak Chana held. But you tell me the ktsos, what is the ktsos going to do? So the ktsos will have this teretz of the Rashi B'Samu. So I was very excited about this. Because I was bothered, how could the ktsos say what he said if it's the Farish Gemara that you can sell? So the Rashi B'Samu says, no, the word never said that the sale is called. The Gemara just says that they'll sell it, but in a phenomenon the sale won't be halal, but he'll bring it to the Goy's Rishus. And then once this man comes, it'll be hefker, and it'll be in the Goy's Rishus. But if it's taken to Yisrael Rishus, then it can only work if the Kenyan is halal. And according to Tzos, the Kenyan can't be halal because that Zochi Me'adam, and Zochi Me'adam doesn't work. So that's why I was very excited about this teretz. I was very excited, I can't tell you. Because or else the Ketzos is against the Gemara, you know, the Ketzos, and I was bothered how come they didn't talk about this. I mean, right, how come no one talks about this Gemara? He's the only one that talks about this Gemara. Yeah, Moshe,
why can't the guy from the Gemara, can he just do Bishol and he won't need to do, and even if he finds
Moshe Dechter, what are you saying, Moshe Dechter? What are you saying? Say Zok.
What guy? The guy whose chametz it is.
Yeah.
So you don't have to sell it at all if you just do bittul. The guy's not going to be home. Can you just do bittul?
Not true. Not true.
No, but he's saying the guy's already in his car. He's going to Calabasas, wherever he is. He's gone. You know, he's on a flight. What's the weak spot of the word?
He knows it exists.
No, that's the Rambam paraphrase from the base. But if we're going from a Jehu or from a Jehu, don't say it. No, I'll tell you the word.
That midaraisa bebitul ba'al masad. Midaraisa, all you have to do is say kol chamira. It's such an interesting thing. And midaraisa, all you have to do is just say kol chamira, and then you can just take a nap. You know? Just say kol chamira, and just take a nap. You know, that's all you have to do in this world, is just say kol chamira. But midrabanan, you got to get rid of it. And if you don't get rid of it, then you can't use it after Pesach. That's why you have to get rid of it or sell it. Do Herst? You say just say bittul, but that's only midaraisa, midrabanan. You can't just do bittul. You still have to get rid of it also. You say, oh, just do bittul. They'll put all the hotels out of business. So just have to do bittul. Stay home. But the hotels for just do bittul. No, but midrabanan, they said bittul plus getting rid of every piece of chametz, unless you do mechira. So here, so if you forgot the chametz, bittul is not going to help. What? He's saying the case in the Gemara Yud Gimel is you selling it, but in the Hanami maybe the sale is not kal, but It becomes hefker, and then the goy is koneh, and then it's the goy is shus, so there won't be any bal yirah. So it won't work within kenyan, but it'll work within hefker. I was excited about this Rosh Hashanah. But Reb Yitzchok Elchanan didn't hold like that. Because Reb Yitzchok Elchanan really doesn't care about the Ktzos. So for him, the Ktzos is wrong. So b'meila, the Gemara means Mechira. And as Zochin Me'adam, good, Zochin Me'adam works. This whole Shtikl Torah, you only have to say if you're a Ktzos person. You understand? If you're not a Ktzos person, then you just say like Rav Yitzchok Elchanan that the sale works. It's Zochin Me'adam, but Zochin Me'adam works. And everything's good. Okay, so that I was very excited about. Okay, tomorrow we'll do a couple more things here in Marshag and go on to other things. And there's two of your goals. There are a couple other things to do here. Take a look. But that's what I want to show you today. You understand? The big thing, you understand what's bothering me so much? How could the Ktzos say it if there's a Beferish Gemara that says you could sell someone else's chametz? So the Rosh Hashanah is saying, it says you could sell it, but who says the sale was chal? Maybe the sale was not chal, and it works. Midin, what? Midin Hefker. But Hefker could only work if it's out of his rishus. So if you're the nifkad, you means you have the guy, you have the other guy's chametz, so you can bring it to the guy. If you just went away on a trip, you locked your house, and you want the rav to sell it, that's only midin kinyan. But that has to be a good kinyan. So then, according to the source, it won't work. What? Yeah, but if the stuff is going to be usher anyway, like Reverend Kalk was saying, so then. That's part of your chi of shmiras is to preserve it. Right. Okay, so that's okay. So tomorrow Bez Hashem will continue. But that's think about that. You know, that was bothering me. This Gemara, Pesachim Yud Gimel, and the Ktzos. How do they? And I didn't see anyone speak about that enough. I thought everyone should be talking about. I mean, Chasam Sofer a little bit, but shouldn't this like put the Ktzos out of business? This Gemara. That's what I would think. The Ktzos should be out of business. Okay, very good. We'll continue tomorrow, business show. Hello. Oh, hello.